Can you tell us about the Rainbow Trust?
Rainbow Trust Children's Charity is a voluntary organisation that works with families who have a child with a life-threatening or terminal illness. We offer families the vital extra support that they need, the emotional and practical support that they need to complement the clinical care that they're getting from the health service.
How does the Rainbow Trust achieve its funding?
Rainbow Trust achieves its funding predominantly through fundraising. At the moment, we only receive 3% of our funding from the government, which equates to running our services for 11 days a year. The remaining 97% is raised through voluntary income.
What would you like the government, and in particular the Health Minister David Mowat, do to help the charity?
What we would like is fairer access to the funding that is currently available to the children's hospice sector and to other healthcare organisations. We would like to have equal access to being able to achieve elements of that funding.
Do you think that the government is neglecting charities such as yours that are bespoke, engage with children directly rather than anything else?
I think neglecting is a difficult word. There are so many good causes. We know that we are in a time of austerity and the government is faced with very difficult choices. What we would like is that organisations such as Rainbow Trust Children's Charity has the ability to access the funds that are currently available so that children don't miss out on vital additional support.
With this report that has noted that you are saving the government £2 million a year, what do you hope this report will help the charity achieve in the future?
We hope that it will raise awareness of the essential support that we offer to families. Families tell us that we make a very real difference to them at an incredibly stressful time. And we would like the government to acknowledge the additional support that we are offering to families and to ensure a fairer access to existing funding to enable us to support even more families at an incredibly difficult time.
Well, as you said, even more families, you do support 2,000 families at the moment.
And we
if
do.
Organisations such as Rainbow Trust didn't exist, that would put greater strain on the government.
It would put greater strain on the government and on statutory services. It would also mean that families were having to cope with an incredibly difficult and stressful period of their lives without the additional emotional and practical support that Rainbow Trust can offer.
What sort of support do you offer to these families?
At Rainbow Trust, we offer emotional and practical support to families to help them manage everyday life and juggling the demands of everyday life and their incredibly complex needs caring for their children. This can mean that we will offer transport to ensure that families don't miss vital appointments. It means that we can support brothers and sisters so that they can continue with their everyday lives as much as possible, but have somebody to talk to help them understand the very difficult time that their family is going through. We can offer parents support, we can sit with sick children in hospital to give parents a break, and we can be at home offering help with some of the practical tasks that just free up families to concentrate on their sick children and their whole family.
The Rainbow Trust does ensure that NHS appointments, you know, not missed by stressed families, so it is taking a great burden off the healthcare service.
We believe so. At Rainbow Trust, we believe firmly that we are making a difference to the statutory services and also ensuring that families are able to manage with a difficult situation.